This podcast helps you consider whether the early modern period was a period of continuity or change or both.
Do you think the early modern period was a period of continuity or a period of change?
Continuity. Change.
Well, this should be an interesting conversation. Let's start with population.
Well, this is definitely an example of change. The population of England doubled between 1550 and 1700. More people lived in towns and some of the big cities grew really quickly. Like Bristol, by 1750 it had become an important trading port and the town more than doubled. Well, yes, but in terms of how people lived, this wasn't a time of great change compared to what came later. Early modern England was still a pre-industrial country. Most people continued to live and work in the countryside. But there were massive improvements in agriculture. In medieval times, people starved if there was a bad harvest. But there were no episodes of mass starvation in the early modern period because farming was more efficient.
OK, a bit of both then. Let's move on to industry. Continuity or change?
Wool was still England's main industry. And most of the work was still done by people in their own homes, using spinning wheels and hand looms. Well, that's true. At the same time, though, there was also a growth in mining for coal and metals after 1600. That's a big change. Also, Thomas Newcomen invented the steam engine in 1712, which you could argue started the whole issue of air pollution, which didn't really exist before. But... And of course, there were loads more alehouses in villages and towns. True, but... And there was international trade, which brought in new goods like sugar and tobacco. In fact, tobacco was another massive change. From around the 1570s, people could not only drink, but also smoke in the alehouses. OK, OK, you've made your point.
This is all very interesting. So, what about religion and belief?
Well, I'd say the dissolution of the monasteries and the English Reformation was a pretty major change. Yes, OK, I agree. The end of the monasteries was a change in people's lives, but people's core religious beliefs didn't change that much. They still believed in God and the devil and witches and supernatural forces. Well, that's true. Their ideas about things like miasma did stay the same. But there were scientific discoveries that changed things too, like Robert Hooke's microscope. He found out about cells. Then van Leeuwenhoek saw germs through his microscope. But it was more a curiosity at that point. They didn't realise that germs caused disease for another 200 years. But don't forget about the printing press and the part it played in changing people's beliefs. It helped new ideas to spread really quickly. Plenty of people still believed in witchcraft and the supernatural, though. There weren't that many new ideas to spread yet.
All right, it's getting a bit heated now. Let's move on. What about political rights?
One change was that Parliament became more powerful and there were new justices of the peace. However, this was definitely more continuity than change. Hardly anyone had the vote during this period. I suppose.
OK, what do you think overall?
Overall, there was a lot more change. I think that there were changes, they were just less dramatic than what came later. I think, really, the seeds of change were sown in this period. But they flowered later. Yes, exactly.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History, Dynamic Learning, and is copyright Hodder and Stoughton.